Hey, what's going on, people? Welcome back to BTS, Behind the Story, where we talk about recent news events and topics that you have chosen for us to talk about.
Yes, I'm Tabs, and that was Stuart. And Stuart, you have been on holiday?
I have been on holiday.
Have you been on a special type of holiday known as a lad's holiday?
I have been on a lad's holiday. I've been on two, in fact.
Where'd you go? Where have you gone?
First one was Ayia Napa, which is Greece. And the second one was also Greece, but it was Zante.
I hope that was a rhetorical question, because I wasn't answering that.
What?
I think. I guess so. I don't know. You went there. You're the one who should know.
It's not Greece.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know where we went. To be fair, I didn't book the flight, so I just knew that we all wanted to go to the same place.
It had a beach and water.
It had a beach and water. That's all we needed.
It could have been Cornwall, to be fair.
Cornwall, yeah, but you would have known. Oh my, the weather's so different.
Bro, Cornwall's like a different country.
What? Is it?
Fam, no, the weather's nice Cornwall. Down there. Like, I've we're south, Cornwall. But like, they're south, you know?
I've been Cornwall, I swear it's not all that.
Nah, to be fair, it's not. But surfing's cool, so.
Okay, yeah, I've always wanted to go surfing, to be fair. Well, no, not anymore. I have a chronic fear of the ocean, bro.
Oh, I love surfing. I wish I could do it every day.
You've been surfing?
Oh, so like literally every time I go to the beach.
Really?
Every time. Oh, I love it.
Are you good?
Good is subjective, right?
Subjective, okay. Objectively, are you good?
Compared to some people, I am tremendous, bro.
Can you hold it out?
That's the thing, like I can swim out, I can turn around, I can catch a wave.
You can catch a wave. Can you bank on it? Can you balance? You're staying.
I can't do any of that stuff, no.
All right.
I could do the simple go out, come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And bear in mind, that's me. I'm black. I'm scared of water. Like,
yeah, but bro, I don't give a fuck. Like, just because I'm white doesn't mean I'm not. I have a chronic fear of the ocean. I don't know. When it gets to the part of the water when you can't see, like, or below land. You.
Oh, nah, below you.
No way. I'm going.
In these English waters, that's like 2 meters.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know what's like. I don't know what's swimming around my feet. Like, oh, I don't like it. I have a chronic, because that's my worst nightmare, being stranded at sea.
But you've done worse.
What have I done worse?
You've eaten fish.
So what? I conquered a dead fish and I didn't even kill it myself.
Yeah, but that's been the stuff you're scared of. So surely that's fine.
No, it's not the same boat, bro. A shark. You know, if you come across a shark, you're supposed to punch it in the nose. Have you tried swinging your arm underwater?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
What damage are you going to do to a shark? You know,
probably it's about 15 points.
15 points.
You need to do 7 times to kill it.
Yeah, it's not happening, bro. It's not you taking your leg.
Unless it's got 150 health 150 points. Then you need to do it what? It's such a you dead like, joke. Why did I carry on?
Yeah, you are like, this is a 12. Simple, like, 8-punch thing and you just kill it. No way. These things are pure muscle. The whole thing.
Well, when I played football, you saw my free kicks. They were like Roberto Carlos. So I just...
Roberto Carlos. Yeah,
I should be able to kick like a... You
but
know.
Not underwater. I feel people really mistake... You know, if you shoot a bullet into water, the bullet like completely loses a lot of its...
I've seen all those videos of like slow motion, yeah.
So if a bullet...
That's so cool.
...velocity, what the hell is your...
Bro, I eat bullets for breakfast.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Let's move on to the real topic. So, a lad's holiday.
Not even breakfast, bro. I have it on the side.
For what?
Bullets.
When people say that, I don't even know what that means. Like, they just eat a bullet.
No, I have it on the side. I use it as, like, a dipping sauce.
All right.
But so anyway, last week, there was a story that came out. And it's quite funny, because me and my boys are planning to go to Ibiza, or however you pronounce it.
Really? Wait. You're going to Ibiza.
Funny story that I'll tell you after. I don't know. We'll see. I hope so.
Swear down.
But I don't know. I'm still, you know me, and I don't think it's my kind of party. I'm not going to lie.
Nah. I rate my G. You're going to Ibiza.
I don't know. I don't want to put it out there. So.
Tabs on tour. That's sick, bro. If you go, obviously. I know it's not. You haven't said definitely, but...
We'll see. We'll figure it out. Anyway.
Okay. Sorry.
The Spanish places of Ibiza and Ayia Napa.
Ayia Napa, yeah.
Do you know what? That's genuinely how I read it the first time. I was like, Ajinapa. Then I realized, oh! You know what I mean? It was one of those moments. I was like, oh, I'm dumb.
Oh,
anyway, Ajinapa, Malagu, more my days. Magaluf. If my boys listen, they'll roast me for that. They banned loads of things. So they banned...
You what? Banned? Oh, sorry.
Banned. So they banned pub crawls, happy what? Hours...
Wait. How do you... Sorry, can you go on? Sorry.
So, I'll get to that second, actually. Pub calls, happy hours. Oh, okay. It's a bit different. So, they've banned pub crawls, but I guess you can still do it, but they've banned the advertising of pub crawls.
Yeah. I was going to say, how do you moderate that?
Yeah, because you can just plan it yourself, can't you?
They stop you moving from one bar to another.
Yeah, they can't really do too much about that. They've banned balconing, which I looked up what it was, but when I planned this episode, it was a while ago, so I've forgotten what it was.
I'll look up as you explain.
Balconing. They've banned advertising on party boats.
Wait, advertising party boats?
Advertising party boats, sorry.
Really?
Yeah, so they've banned that, and there's a few more things they've banned, but they're like the big three I got from that list. So I'm guessing balcony means something because I can't remember.
Balconing, do you know what? When I heard balconing, I kind of got it in my head already what it was, but I just wanted to make sure. It's the act of jumping into a swimming pool from a balcony or falling from height while climbing from one balcony to another, performed by foreign tourists during holidays.
I see. So you've done that.
No,
you didn't jump.
I did something like that though. I remember. I know it's not for the recording to say, but I swear I told you.
Yeah, that's why I brought up.
You know, you remember? Oh my god, yeah, that was a bit mad. Great story though.
Anyway. You like anti-balconed.
I anti.
Story for another day, and maybe no, for no. only a few yeah, people.
Yeah. only for me and you, bro. It's not going around.
But anyway, yeah. So like, for most people, that's just killed the holiday.
Yeah, sorry, man. I completely forgot about that story. That completely threw me. I can't believe you remembered it before me. That's mad. Anyway, so yeah, I know, like balconying, I understand. Pub crawls, you'll never be able to moderate.
And right. Happy hours, they banned the advertisement of happy hours.
But what's the point? That was when I went there. Those were actually the things, apart from balconying, that made everything good.
Yeah, so they're trying to like kind of get rid of us British folk.
Yeah, I know what that is, actually. I've read something about that.
Yes, they've had it for ages, nature. But the locals are complaining. Which, yeah. Do you know what? What was I saying? Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments, because as soon as Brits stop going there, that's their whole...
Economy.
Like, economy, yeah, exactly. So, honestly, if anything, it's going to be ran down like... What's that show that used to be on ITV?
Sun, Sex...
No. Benidorm.
Benidorm. I don't Benidorm. Really know Benidorm that well.
Benidorm, I think, ran into the ground. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I should probably have looked that up. But I think...
Yeah, with Benidorm, what about?
I think Benidorm kind of did a thing where they were like, oh, we've had enough of you Brits. Let's put some proper heavy rules on it. Then just got no money now.
That shit. Because with everything you just named is everything I went for.
Exactly, yeah. So they're banning everything you guys go for.
That's... Yeah, okay. Well, I can see how they're going to lose a lot of money from it. What did you say which part of Spain?
All of Spain. Ibiza, Magaluf, Ajinapa.
Ibiza did that. No way. When you go, you might go then, because it's not...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be loving it, bro. I'm like, no drunk people to look after. Sun is shining, it's all quiet. Let me...
Just relax.
Oh, probably find a bicycle, ride around that... island, ride around the...
Island.
Well, I guess it is Europe the island.
Yeah, it is.
Europe and Asia the island.
And the union was just, we just grabbed another country. It just attached. Became one big thing. Oh, wow.
You know, rent out a quad bike.
Yeah, I wanted to do that, but that was expensive. You know, it cost, if you crashed or any damage to the bike, it was like €1,000. any damage. Like, they imagine they could just pick out a scratch from the person before you.
Yeah, imagine.
You have no proof.
Like, and I'm dench as well. Like, I can't control my limbs sometimes.
Okay.
Like, maybe I might be holding onto the handlebars a bit too strong and they just bend.
Sure. I believe you.
Oh, the chain will snap.
The chain on what? Oh, the bike. Oh, yeah. The
quad, yeah. It has quads. I think it's got a chain. Yeah, it would have a chain.
Actually, that doesn't sound right. Right, my bad.
A car has a chain, but you don't know it's a chain.
Does it?
It's not a chain. It's a belt. Well, I don't know if new cars have belts anymore.
Like the tanks?
No, like after the podcast, I'll tell you. I'll show you.
Okay. For another one as well. Anyway, so yeah, like you might be going Ibiza and it'll be more enjoyable for you.
Yeah. So, what I was going to ask you was, what tips do you have for my excursion?
Oh, lads, holiday.
Yes, I know I put you on the spot here, but...
No.
We're here.
I have perfect advice. One is save up money before... Is this for when you're there or preparing for it?
Both.
Okay, so... Maybe like five. Four... Five.
Or any. Okay. You know.
I'll give you what I can.
What was your oyster? So
before going, remember like to save all your money you can for this, because you're going on holiday, you're going to be in the drunk mindset. And once you're in the drunk mindset, spending is not like
I don't drink.
A big restriction to you. Yeah, but I from your friends that do drink, do you have any friends that when they're drunk, they like to buy drinks for other people?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, right. See, that's a big thing. Like, and I know quite a few people like that. So, like, that's just one thing. If you are that type of person when you're drunk, then just remember to prepare well for it beforehand by saving up, because that's the best you can do. The second thing is the clothes you wear always have a zip pocket, because I lost my passport in Zante.
Mm.
I lost my wallet in Zante. And I lost my phone in Zante. And so I lost everything, really. I lost a lot of money. When it came to getting my wallet back, I found my wallet again. I found my passport on the second last day. So that was a real panic. Like, I had to call the US embassy. That wasn't open.
US?
Oh, sorry. I had to call the UK embassy. But it wasn't open, which is like scary. So I had to call like a UK phone line.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, imagine we were leaving on the Sunday, but it wasn't open until the Tuesday. Why wouldn't it be open every day? Like, all your tourists are English.
To be fair, it should be open every day, shouldn't
it? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So I was in a bit of a panic when I couldn't. The guy on the phone literally said to me, Stuart, I'm sorry, but there's nothing we can do. What? Bro, I was stuck in another country. Like, there was no... That was fucking... That's terrifying. Because you know what you go to the UK embassy for?
No.
You go there to buy a temporary passport so you can go home.
Ah. I've only been to the Zimbabwe one, and that's where buy my actual passport.
You buy your actual... Okay, fair enough. I think you can do the same. No, I don't think you can do the same. But...
I just got my passport online.
To buy a temporary passport, and I imagine I can't even buy that, so I can't go home, which is a different country. I'm stuck in Greece. Like, yeah, I was a bit panicked. And then my friend found it in one of his bags, because I gave it to him when I was drunk. So I got very lucky on that one. But with my phone got taken on the second night.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going on my friend's phone, using the Find My iPhone, and the guy was just going up and down the strip. You know where the strip is, right? Like where we were. Yeah. So I was just running up and down the strip trying to find this guy with my phone. And then I was just getting like, I wouldn't say, I definitely wasn't upset. Definitely wasn't vexed, but I was frustrated to say the least. Like, I was definitely frustrated. I was just like, I cannot believe, like, and I was calling the phone. So whoever had it had no intention of giving it back. So when I tracked it again on the fifth day, it gave me a UK address. So whoever took my phone went back to the UK with my phone.
Mm.
Imagine. So when I go back to the UK, we track it. We go to the house, which is like somewhere in South East London, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, actually, I don't know if it's Southeast London at all. It was something like Bromley, something like that, like a London name. Anyway, so when we turn up to the house, everything is huge, like really nice houses. Like they were all over. We did research on the neighborhood because I didn't want to get like in a rough neighborhood. They were all the houses were like 1.5 mil at the least. Now, like, what do you know about houses to be that expensive? How big they would be?
Like, well, it depends on the matter of factors, right? It depends how close you are to school. And it depends on how well the roads are.
That's true.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff. But like, I'm guessing quick answer. It'll probably be like 7 bedrooms.
It was a wham house. Like I was just like, oh my.
Like God. 7 bedrooms. Everyone has their own bathroom. Then you have a spare bathroom for the dog. Kind of.
Exactly. Thing. Yeah. But it raised the question. I was like, why would this kid who lives in a house like this take my phone? There's no iPhone for my phone. It. We knock on the door anyway. The brother answered the door. So on, so on. And they call the brother. The brother comes to me and he doesn't have the phone. What he did was he was like, oh yeah, I gave it to my friend to like open it so we could find out how to contact you. Bro, this kid was fucking lying. See the floor, what he's saying?
Yeah, because you've been calling him.
I've been calling him. Like, and when you open, so my friend put find my iPhone message of we've contacted the police. And the kid said, yeah, I read the message and went in a panic and gave it to my friend. He sold the phone to his friend because when his friend turned up, they were not the same type of like boys.
Yeah.
Like the boys who turned up were like wannabe roadmen wearing the gilets and the hoodies, like I don't know, the Air Forces. Air Forces.
Were they black?
No.
There you go. They're a roadman, yeah. Because, you know, like how Mexican cartels do it, where they have a teardrop under the eye after you've killed someone. That's what black Air Forces represent. You can only get a black pair of Air Forces once you've killed someone.
So, yeah, so these two white boys turn up dressed all like this, trying to act all that. And the way they talk, I was just, they were putting it all on. It's like, yeah, safe, boss. All that. Shut up, man. And then he gives me my phone. He's like, oh, yeah, the SIM card wasn't in it. Fuck off, bro. Of course the SIM card was in there. Like, you see where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
But my point is to keep your possessions safe and don't be an idiot like me, because I'm the worst example of how it went down. My second piece of advice is know your limit when drinking. You're in a foreign country and you can firstly be a nuisance to the natives. So you don't want to get in trouble and end up in jail. I think you had to pay a fine to get out of jail there. Could you imagine saving up all your money to spend it on your own bail?
Imagine.
Dead. And then the second reason why you shouldn't, like, because you could piss off your own friends. Like, you could be, just know your limits, innit? If you go above the limit, try and find that headspace to sort of go, shit, I'm too drunk. I need to relax before you make a fool of yourself in front of your friends. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Those would be my pieces of advice. That's it.
Okay, cool. Well, the good thing is I made my own advice.
Good.
So I've never actually been on last holiday.
But from a more objective, logical point of view.
Yeah, sure. And I have come up with 4 things that I'm going to have to do when I go. If I go, probably won't go, but we'll see. 1, get a t-shirt with all our names on.
Why?
Because we're going on a lad's holiday.
Yeah, but wait. Hang on. Explain to me why? Just why?
Have you never watched In Between Us?
Yeah, this is where I'm getting the idea from. Why?
If anyone knows how to do a lad's holiday right, it's those guys.
Right, it was those 4 virgins.
Yeah, and I'm one as well, so here we are. So you're
planning this way, okay.
I'm gonna have a name on it, like Pussy Slayer or something, just... yeah. Number 2, get a tattoo of either my friend's names or my friend group.
Why are you lying, bro?
I'll put 50 quid on it, fam.
You'll put 50? Yo, I will pay for your tattoo.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, I knew it. I'll call that bluff.
I'll write up the contract. Give me a sec.
Yeah, whatever. Do you know what? I will post it on my social media.
Give me a few business days and I'll write up the contract.
I'll give you 3 business days. I don't see a contract, I know you're bluffing.
Three, go skinny dipping.
Fair enough, I can read that. But wait.
Hopefully it's not just guys.
Yeah, I was going to... Yeah, I'm sorry. You can't just do that with your boys.
Yeah. Otherwise, boxers are staying on.
Yeah, meet some people out there. Meet some girls out there. And then...
Oh, I thought you were just going to be like, meet isn't like guys meet.
No. Meet some girls out there and then go to the ocean and then, well, do your thing.
I'm a good Christian boy, so I'll... I'll have my eyes firmly averted. I shall not be looking.
Shall not be tempted. Okay.
And so, the fourth one.
Fourth one.
1, 2, 3, 5 is throw up.
Throw up. These are rules for you.
That I'm going to do if I go on a last holiday.
Swear down. Right. For anyone listening, this is a different side to the table. Like, I have zero... I've never seen...
I've seen you. That's a complete lie. I'm like this. Like, if you've seen me, yeah. Like, picture little Uzi. I've got like face tattoos like him.
Bro, no one's even gonna recognize you.
Picture like Johnny Sins, and I've got body count like his.
Johnny Sims.
Johnny Sins.
Who's Johnny Sins?
A porn star.
How do you know male porn stars?
Bro, he's like the biggest meme on Reddit ever.
Really? Okay, I don't know.
You don't use it well enough.
Definitely don't use the word.
The bald guy. No. So you definitely seen him.
I'm scared to type in his name. I don't want to.
Oh yeah, have the poster.
I don't want to his name. Yeah. So Johnny Sins. Okay. So these are four things that you're gonna be doing. What are you gonna throw up from if you don't drink? You're just gonna make yourself throw up.
I'll find a way. Probably find a toothbrush or something.
Bro, no way you just say that.
No, that's deep.
That was really deep.
Well, to be fair, I haven't drank in a few years, so when it enters my system, it'll probably just give me a shock, so I probably just need to...
When? Bro, are you going to drink?
If I need to be sick, I'm going to have to do it some way.
I'll take
a gulp, then I'll just be like...
Bloody on this holiday. I don't get to see you drink. Last time I got to see you drink was years ago.
Oh, why'd I say names? Oh, I'll have to beat that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. Makes
me hard. I've never seen you like that.
I'm not gonna lie, I probably won't.
You probably well, yeah, I know you. That's cool. That's you, isn't it? Like.
But anyway, the moral, just if anyone forgot, the story we're talking about here is Ibiza INF Magaluf banned advertising pub crawls, advertising pie boats, balconing, and advertising happy hours.
And get rid of you English folk.
Pretty much to get rid of English folk. So then we'll probably end up going to Greece, probably boost their economy, and then they'll run out of the ground.
I was surprised you lot were picking Ibiza. Ibiza's quite a flashy holiday, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I picked Iceland and Switzerland, but you know, it's cool. It is cool. Maybe a Swiss castle, you know.
What did they say? Oh. So did they air it?
It was like, oh, where do you guys want to go? And I was maybe a cruise ship, you know. Maybe let's go to lakes. Lake
did you
district.
Say Iceland, or
no? Iceland, you know, let's go to Lake District.
Oh, see, I wanted to do the Lake District here, right?
Where's the other one?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I thought there was one in Iceland. The way you said it, I thought there was a Lake District. There's not one for every country. There's
don't
only
think
one.
So.
All right, don't hold me to that. You might have to bleep that.
I don't think so.
Don't hold me to that. You might have to bleep that. Right. So anyway,
Africa doesn't have one.
What I meant is,
I'm African. I can say that.
Yeah. Okay. What I meant is, going to the Lake District would be sick here, and then going to see the Aurora Lights.
Yeah.
In Norway. That was something. Is that stuff you like wanted to put forward?
Nah, it's boring to be fair.
Really?
Yeah. Nah. I actually want to see that because that's like you don't see it in person, which is...
Bro, a picture doesn't do it justice.
Exactly. You need to see it in person.
You've seen this shit move. That's sick.
But I'm more of like an active guy. But like, I don't find partying a good hobby. Like, you know, go... Hobby. How are you going to go on a last holiday and drink all day and all night
All day, every day. Yeah.
It's like, what's fun here?
What's going to be difficult is, this will be difficult for your boys more than you, because once they're hungover, the heat really hits when you're like hungover. Like, oh, okay. They're going to have to drink extra amounts of water to rehydrate themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's what a hangover is, isn't it?
Bro, that shit is horrible in the morning. Because when I say the heat hits you, I mean, you feel so dead that you're not going to move out the way of the sun, and then you end up burnt.
Like a crisp. I should be a rapper with all those similes.
No. Anyway, so...
Speaking of rapping. Anyway, no. Another day. They're not ready.
So moving on.
Do you know who Jack Finchman is?
I do know who Jack Finchman is. Before, when you said his name wrong, no. But Jack Finchman is the winner of Love Island 2019?
Yes.
Yeah, 19, yeah? He was the recent one.
Yes.
He is? Yeah, I'm asking you,
Wait. Was it not 18?
No,
it was 19. Summer.
Okay, yeah. So 2019 Love Island winner, yeah?
No, was Samira in that year?
Yeah.
It was 18.
18, okay.
Because it was the year I went Reading, because someone saw Samira at Reading. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I don't.
Okay,
I
well, really, there you go.
Already. Right, so 2018 winner of Love Island, yeah. What about him?
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry, I forgot. Let me caught up on something. Sorry. Anyway, he had a baby. Yeah, that's not the news, but, well, that is the news, but that's not
was it like one about. Of those, like, secret babies where they didn't tell people?
Kind of. This is what I want to talk about, right? So, he had a baby with a great friend.
What? That's how she's titled?
That's how he's titled it.
Wait.
In the Instagram post, he put, right, this is the first time I've read what it, so bear with me, right? Well, I have read it, but anyway. Although we are not together, we are great friends, as we have been for many years, and our priority is to co-parent our beautiful baby girl. Both mum and baby are doing great. I am now a proud dad to a healthy baby girl, Blossom Finchman, born 8 pounds, 2 ounces on the 24th of January, 2020.
Damn, that kid was not planned.
So that's what I was going to say. I was like, I think that was not planned. I think that was definitely friends with benefits. But maybe without Johnny, benefits, you know?
Maybe it could have just been like a one night thing and it just went wrong.
Yeah, well, but they're great friends.
Yeah, but defining a great friend, I have great friends, but I'm not sleeping with them.
But he did, so they're friends with benefits, aren't they?
I suppose. It depends if they're doing it multiple.
In any friends with benefits, there should be three people, right? There should be the man, the woman, and Johnny. And they did not use Johnny.
But he could be, it could have been a, all right, it doesn't matter. Look, I'm saying it could be a one night thing and it just, I don't know. They didn't strap on.
Would you keep it?
Yeah. I feel, especially in his position, he's in a financial balance where he can keep things like pretty good and stable. Mm-hmm. But he's a celebrity. I don't know if he's still selling pens because I remember that was his initial job, but. From his, I think he's in endorsements and stuff. I've seen him in adverts, and he could definitely be a teeth whitening, like teeth. Representative.
That's the first thing I saw.
But he is a social presence. Actually, I think he is I don't know if he's still an influencer or anything. I haven't really looked into what he's been up to recently, but he's still in contact with the other guys like Wes and that.
That's cool. Yeah, you'd assume they would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so in his position, I think I would keep the kid. Would you keep the kid?
Oh, yeah. I'm to not make it political, but just to make it easier to digest, I'm mostly pro-life. Like, I wouldn't want to kill a baby.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like it's a baby once it's conceived.
Once it's conceived?
Yeah.
I feel the choice to abort should always be there, but it should be for the mother.
Yeah.
I can't tell, like, from a man's position, I can't tell the woman not to have the baby.
Yeah. That's fair enough too.
That's her decision, but she has to respect my right whether to be involved or not.
Oh, you're right. It's 19.
It's 19. Yeah, I can't remember a year where it's before between. So.
So but, how did I go Reading last year? What is this?
No, you didn't go last year, but you went the year before.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's 18. It's 18.
It's 18.
What's happening?
Right. Like, forget that. What was your point about Jack Fincham? So he had a baby.
Oh yeah. So he had a baby and he kept it. They've kept Root good, which is good. I don't want to like cast judgment on the guy. I'm taking the situation. So take the people out of it. You know, that's why I just
of course.
Exactly. I'm trying to judge the guy. But anyway, I looked into it. And so imagine you're in the situation, yeah, with a great friend. You've both got a kid. I was looking at the costs of raising a baby. It's really 100 on average, about £153 a week, which will be about, if you keep them till 18, which let's be real, you won't, you'll keep them till about 36.
Is this from 0 to 18?
From 0 to 18 will be about £150,783 to raise up a kid. But in this day and age, no one's going to buy a house at 18. They're going to buy a house at 36. So we can pretty much double that, let's be real. So who's paying?
That's a lot of money, man.
Because obviously she's definitely got custody.
Is Jack's situation you're talking about?
I'm taking this situation, but like, imagine.
Okay, so for Jack, I would say he'd pay the majority.
What, just because he's got more money?
Right, so going off what you're saying about raising a baby, that's a lot of money. But from if I was in his shoes, I wouldn't find it as difficult to give the majority. Like, have you seen the thing about Eminem recently in the news?
No.
So as a brief, he gave, I can't remember the percentage, I think it was 1 or 2% of his salary or earnings.
Oh, that 2 million thing actually.
Yeah. To the Australian like wildfires.
Oh yeah, and people were like, oh, you should give more. So I've heard that.
Yeah, like
but, and I was like, what have you given?
Like, do you understand what I mean? So in Jack's kind of position, like 1% could cover a lot. It depends on how much he's earning.
Because Eminem has just given, like, some of us won't even live to make 2 million.
Right.
So he's just given, like, your lifetime salary. So
and people are complaining. Like, shut the hell up. Like, they haven't even given 1% of their own salary to it.
Yeah. So
I don't see why. I think it's incredible. Because and then the follow-up comment is, I want the old Eminem back. Like, what the hell?
Nah, to be fair, his new album. Have you listened to it?
No.
Oh my word, the bars in that. Oh my god.
Good,
life. Right?
Apparently, it's good. I heard Godzilla, but slowed down so I could hear the words.
Oh my word, this guy has got bars.
But when people are saying like they want to bring back the old him, I would find that so insulting if I was him. Like. People are being such dickheads. Like, relax.
Yeah, he's evolving. He's a human.
There's no old or new him. It's him. Like, it's still going forward. Do you know what I mean? Mm. He's still the same. He's still the person.
He's got bars. I recommend listening to it. The song with Young M.A. Oh, my word. The bars.
But, you should listen to Jay Huss's new album.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I love it. I quite like it.
It's sick, isn't it?
It's a nice little bop. It's like
It's like from beginning to end, I like most
the first
of
song. The one that's the same name as the album, whatever it's called.
Big Conspiracy.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I like that. Helicopter's good. Reckless.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The second song was
the one where I was like,
The second song? What, Helicopter? You didn't like it?
It was all right, but it wasn't.
I liked it, but when I listened to it, I listened to it before it was released on the leaked things.
See.
Have you seen it? So when I listened to it on that, I heard I knew Coffee was on it. I know her voice.
Coffee, and man, I thought she's blowing. I'm so happy for that little girl.
Is she blowing up? She's blowing up.
Yeah, man.
It's going well. All right, good. I thought it kind of died out for a minute.
She had a song with Gunna the other month.
She what?
She had a song with Gunna, like Lil Baby Gunna.
So she's coming up.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, so your point was with who should be paying more? Jack Fincham, I would say, would pay more. but I wouldn't say he has to pay like 90%. But
if the woman has custody,
would you? It's co-parenting though, no?
I don't think they'll live together.
But
I would assume they won't.
I don't see why he would want custody, only because of what his career is. It deals with him going to a lot of shoots, and does he really want his child growing up with the camera in her face?
Oh yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, imagine being one of the Kardashian kids.
Beyonce's kid.
I forgot she had it. Why did I forget she had a kid? But that, could you imagine that childhood? Like, don't get me wrong, they have all the privilege from like their parents' careers to have a great childhood. But
you're famous from day dot.
And you won't experience the exact same thing as me and you did, like playing on the street.
Or Xbox chats.
Or losing your ball underneath a car.
Oh my word. You know, when you crawl on your back trying to get with your feet, then that doesn't work, so you have to go with your front, then your head gets stuck trying to come back out. Oh my word.
Wait, that example's so true. I tried doing that with a school bus.
That was so specific. I can't believe I got stuck.
I remember that. Shit.
The thing is, your head's not stuck. All you have to do is turn it, but for some reason, you just can't turn it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're about. Or climbing over or under a fence.
Oh my days. To like
a cool place or something. They won't do that.
Nah, they won't.
They're not going to be about that anymore. So, and it's, look, maybe they're living a better childhood because we
were. Did you ever have a bike gang? Not an actual bike gang. Did you ever like ride around all of you on your bikes?
Of course. Yeah, bro. Of course.
I see like stunts on my bikes and everything.
We're from the wheelie.
You know what? That's the only stunt I couldn't do. My best stunt was, so you know the frame, like between like the seat and the handlebars?
Yeah.
I could stand on that.
Really?
Yeah. Because I remember I could do it because one day I ate the ground. I fell so hard.
Oh, do you know what? That shit hurts differently. They'll never know.
I would do it down a hill because obviously when you're going fast, you got the most balance, right?
Yeah.
So I'll stand up on it. Then I don't know why. I just didn't come down for ages. So at the end of my street was gravel. So the good thing is I could turn. So I could turn while doing it. So my thing was, I'm not down. Let me turn. So I just turned a tiny bit too tightly. Wheels went and I was gone, bro. My face hit the ground so hard.
Yeah, did you cut your face?
To be fair, I was fine.
Really?
My elbows and my knees took the brunt of, and my hands took the brunt of the impact.
Bro, when you cut your knees and dirt get, I don't know why dirt always gets in the knee, like in the cut.
True.
So that never happened, and then for you, because I have out, and it's a real pain.
It's like you get a cut, there's just black instantly. It's like, yeah. How did that happen?
But I don't know. They'll never grow up with that. So I do find it's, my point is, I don't see why he would want to have the kid if that's the likely future for her, growing up with a camera in her face.
Ben, I was playing devil's advocate. I kind of agree with you. Like, I would definitely pay more because, like, even though I might not be with the kid most, I still want them to have the best life.
I think the less you're with the kid, the more you should pay because it's the impact you're having.
Do you think?
Right?
I don't agree with that, though. No.
Well, okay. I'm not saying it as a final statement. Don't quote me. But my point being behind it is that if you're not going to be in the kid's life as much, maybe pay more to make sure at least
make sure it's a good life.
Your part is being, yeah.
Oh, I see. I get you. I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Not like child support. I'm not sure I believe in.
That's
a really enforceful thing, and just you get a lot of resent from that.
The only time I'll do that is like, let's say I was denied a visa to like US. I'll impregnate a woman. They'd be like, oh well, if you want me to pay child support, that's to leave the country, bro. So,
that is, you know what? That is such a trash father thing to do.
But people do it.
Refugees
go to loads of countries and marry someone.
Oh my god, have you seen those things where like really young men are couples with older women?
And I've actually seen the thought bubbles.
Have you not seen that? They show the thought bubbles. Hers is like a love heart, and his is like a visa. Oh dear. But so to your point, for Jack Finch, yeah, I would be paying more money.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I agree. I think I'd like to keep the kid with the mum, keep them out of the spotlight. But I'll definitely keep the money coming in for sure, because, you know, I need to make sure that they're...
How would you feel if, forget Jack in this situation, let's say you are Jack, and like, imagine the mother is, like, she wants to be famous, or she wants to be in the spotlight.
She's doing it herself, fam.
She's doing herself.
Don't leech off my... Well, she can be, but...
No, I respect that, because...
She's doing herself. I got there myself.
Because, thing, I know they're great friends, but, I don't know, people can switch, like, it's nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, so, yeah, that was my only question.
All right, on that bombshell, I think we're going to bring it to a close. We were going to talk about the coronavirus as well, but I think we'll let that develop a bit since I'm just reading and it has got to Europe. So I think
we'll let it simmer.
We'll let it build up a bit. Maybe we might have it by next week, so you never know. But yeah, it's Stuart.
Well, listen, if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your time to just tune in with us, because it's only a 40-minute episode. Like, it's cheap, it's short. You can listen to it on your way to work or whenever. But today was basically just on recent news events, and we'll update you more for more, I would say, breaking news next week. Just like you said, we're going to talk about is it coronavirus?
At least coronavirus. I hope it's coronavirus.
I'll read it. So next week we should be covering the coronavirus if it's developed further, and maybe more about the Trump-Iran situation, just because I know things have been heating up lately. Anyway, like I said, thank you so much for listening. To help us out, please just share this episode with just one person.
Uno
person. It helps us a lot. And if it's not for you, then fair enough, but send it to someone who it is for, because it greatly helps us. And if you have any comments to make, please send either myself a message, or even better, contact our official Instagram page at BTS Behind the Story. Okay, thank you for listening. Goodbye.